This is Wildlife Capsules, a brief presentation on wilderness and wildlife issues, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. I'm Jay Shell. In 2015, Carl Safina, the author of Song for a Blue Ocean, published Beyond Words, What Animals Think and Feel. It's a book about elephants, wolves, and dolphins, and the intellectual and emotional lives of these amazing animals. It's a human tendency to dismiss other species as devoid of thought and feeling, as simply present for humans to do with them whatever they will, without thought for their well-being. Humans show empathy for other humans, but we normally don't consider that to be an animal trait, until a human is rescued by an animal from some life-threatening accident. How amazing that an animal was moved to do so. As Safina so aptly describes, animals too regularly show signs of thought and feeling, perhaps something even akin to love for one another, as well as anger and hate. Some have long dismissed the idea that animals have such emotions and regard the idea as anthropomorphism. But Safina is a scientist, and his experiences and studies with animals defy that attitude. In his studies of wolves, Safina has discovered remarkable traits, and I'd like to read you a paragraph from his book, Beyond Words. Quote, "In wolves' personalities, abilities, and social dynamics, I've perceived self-governing dogs who get the chance to grow up and take charge of their own lives. They have their own families, their own social order, politics, and ambitions. They make their own decisions and earn their livings. They are full captains of their lives, sometimes cruel and violent with one another, often friendly, loyal, and supportive. They know who to protect and who to attack. They are their own masters, their own best friends. Always unleashed, no food bowls. They have freedom, and with freedom comes hazard. Wolves have plenty of both. They're always playing for keeps." End quote. For the wolf, the family is largely coterminous with the pack. But when a member of the pack goes missing, either by accident, death by the attack of another animal, or being shot by a hunter, it disrupts the family structure, occasionally even destroying it. Wolves are not unlike humans. Joy and tragedy are the inevitable experience in the life of a wolf. This has been Wildlife Capsules, presented by the Gallatin Wildlife Association. You can look for us on the web at gallatinwildlife.org. I'm Jay Shell. Thanks for listening.